David Berthoff. I'm our campus life pastor at Life Point Plain City, and we are in our practicing series. And today we want to focus on family. We want to look at Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. When we talk about community, we often think of church gatherings, small groups, or friendships. But community starts even closer to home. In fact, it starts in the home. In this passage, Paul doesn't just call us to love. He tells us to love like Jesus, sacrificially, consistently, and personally. And he frames this command within the context of God's family. We are his dearly loved children, meant to reflect his love in the way that we live and that we care for each other. And that kind of love should take root first in our families. Our homes are the first place where real Christian community is practiced. They're the training ground for grace, forgiveness, service, and humility. In the verses that follow this passage, Ephesians 5:22 through 6:9, Paul describes the dynamics between husbands and wives, children and parents, and even bondservants and masters, not just as social instructions, but as reflections of Christ's love. 1 Timothy 5:8 adds weight to this by saying that anyone who neglects to care for their household has denied the faith. That's strong language, but it shows how seriously God takes our witness at home. If we want to build authentic community at church, in our groups, and in the world, it starts by living out Christ's love in our families, where community is most consistent, most challenging, and most important. Living in community begins with how we treat our spouses, our children, and our siblings, and our parents. Scripture's one another commands are not just for life groups or church lobbies. They're for the dinner table, the car ride, the bedtime routines. Be devoted to one another. Show consistency. Honor one another. Speak with respect. Forgive one another. Don't hold grudges. Encourage one another. Build each other up. Now, why does this matter? That's because our love for each other, especially in the everyday messiness of family life, is how the world sees Jesus in us. For me, this idea of community, it didn't really come to life at a church service or in a small group. It actually became real around the dinner table. There was a stretch in parenting where, honestly, it felt easier to serve people at church than it did to serve my own family with patience and intentionality. I could show up, lead well, encourage others, and then come home and be short with my wife or distracted with my kids. It's not easy to admit, but it's true. Over time, God started convicting me, and he reminded me that if I can't love well in my own home, then any love I'm showing outside of it starts to lose its meaning. That was a big shift for me. I didn't try to overhaul everything all at once, but I did start changing my rhythms. I began praying with and for my kids more regularly. My wife and I got more intentional about checking in with each other and making encouragement a habit. And when we were stressed or exhausted, we tried to make space for real conversation, even if it was just 10 minutes after the kids went to bed. We're not perfect, and we've definitely had our share of rough days. But we've learned that love in our home has to be deliberate. If I'm not living out the one another's with the people closest to me, I'm missing the point. Community starts in the daily, sometimes messy moments, with the people God's placed right in front of me. So here's the prayer points for us to consider. God, help me to love my family the way you've loved me, with patience, grace, and a willingness to put them before myself, even when it's hard. Holy Spirit, show me where I've been checked out, short-tempered, or just going through the motions at home. Give me the courage to admit it and the strength to change it. So the challenge for you is to be more intentional in cultivating community within your home. Ask yourself this question: what would it look like today to love your family in a way that reflects Jesus? Maybe it's speaking encouragement instead of criticism, doing a chore or a task without being asked, apologizing first, even if you're not mostly at fault, asking someone in your home, how can I pray for you? Loving your family like Jesus is not about grand gestures. It's about a consistent, spirit-filled posture of humility and care. Let home be the first place your faith takes root.